What's up, hustlers? Welcome back to The Line Hustle, the podcast where we keep it real about the grind, about growth, and everything in between when it comes to building a lawn care or landscaping business. I am Andy Wilson, your host, with 16 years of experience in the green industry. Today we're talking about a topic that can literally make or break your business. We talk all the time about finding new clients, growing your numbers, growing your revenue, scaling your business to the next level. But let's flip it. Sometimes the most important decision you can make isn't about who you say yes to. It's about who you say no to. Because here's the truth. Not every client is a good client. Some customers will pay you on time, respect your work, and make your business better. But other clients will drain your time, your profits, and your patience. So let's break it down. Here are five types of clients that you want to avoid in the green industry. Before we dive into those five clients, let's take a short break and let's hear a word from our new sponsor, Eartha Pro.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? Eartha Pro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at earthapro.com with promo code TheLawnHustle11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. Eartha Pro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
So there's five clients that you want to avoid in the green industry. Number one, the price shopper. You know the type. They start every conversation with, how much do you charge? They don't ask about your quality of work. They don't ask about your reliability or your results, just the price. And here's the kicker. Even if you land them, they're not loyal. The second someone comes along, $5 cheaper than what you are, that client is gone. That's why it's important for you to charge according to your value and according to the perceived outcome of the client. You don't want to just charge for the job. Charge for your value, your experience, the perceived outcome that the client desires. So you got to beware of the price shopper. All they're interested in is the cheapest price. Here's an example. I once had a customer who called me back and forth for about 3 weeks, trying to save $50. We finally agreed. I did the work. It turned out great. And the next season, they were gone. Because someone came along and offered them a special that was cheaper. And all that I'd done for that client, all of my effort, all of the work, the sweat, was nothing but wasted energy because they were a price shopper. The lesson learned, if a client doesn't see the value in what you do, they're not a client worth having. Number two, the scope creeper. The scope creeper. This is one of the most common ones in our industry. You quote them for mowing, and the next thing you know, they're saying, since you're here, can you trim this bush real quick? Won't take you long at all. Can you blow off the shed? It's got some leaves up around it. Can you blow the shed off? Or while you're here, can you pick up this pile of sticks in the backyard? The storm the other night left some limbs down from our tree. We picked them all up, and they're in a pile. And you walk around, and it's a load and a half full of sticks and limbs and brush. And of course, they expect it to be all included in the original price. So they want their yard mowed. They want their bushes trimmed. They want their yard picked up and cleaned up. All for $65. Here's another example. I had a guy that hired us for mowing. First week, he wanted a hedge trimmed. The second week, he wanted the driveway power washed. The third week, he asked if we could spread some mulch that he already had. By week number four, he had a full honeydew list for me and my helpers, all for the same price. It's a scope creeper. All of that additional work outside of what you estimated is work out of scope. You didn't bid it, so you have to charge more for it. I don't mind trimming the hedge. I don't mind picking up some brush from a storm. I don't mind blowing leaves away from the shed. But it's not free. It's not in scope work. So whatever a client asks you to do outside of the scope of your estimate, it's an additional charge to do it. Don't leave money on the table by continually serving a scope creeper. It's not worth it. It will affect your bottom line. It will affect your morale. The lesson learned is scope creep will eat your time. Because if the yard only takes you 30 minutes to mow, but then you got a big pile of sticks to pick up, or you got a hedge to trim, or they want your driveway power washed, All of that takes time, and your time is valuable. So you have to set parameters. You have to be able to explain it to the customer. That's out of scope work. We never discussed it. I never bid on it. I'm happy to do it. But here's what it's going to cost you. Don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to say, yes, I can do that, but it's going to cost you. The number three client to avoid in the green industry is the unrealistic perfectionist. These are folks that want golf course perfection on a shoestring budget. They've neglected their yard for 10 years. The soil is shot. Weeds are everywhere. No irrigation. But the minute you step on the property, they expect perfection. When they mowed it, they never trimmed. They never treated for weeds. They never sprayed for fertilization or weed control. But the minute you step on the property, all of a sudden, now, they want the yard sprayed. They want the flower beds treated. They don't want any weeds in the mulch. They want the hedges to be perfect. I had a client who wanted a full, lush, green, weed-free lawn. And I can get you there. But they wanted it immediately. I explained to them it would take time. It would take several mows to get their property under control. It would take several months of treatment to get the weeds out of the grass, to kill the weeds around the house in the mulch beds or the rock beds. It would take months of consistent care. After the second visit, they were upset and asked, why isn't their yard look perfect yet? The lesson learned here, some people have expectations that you will never meet. I don't care how good you are. And you can be the best in your town. But there are some clients, I don't care what you do, it's never good enough. Because that client is nothing but an unrealistic perfectionist. They nitpick. They'll stress you out. They'll always find fault in something that you have done. Sometimes it's better to walk away than to take on the impossible mission. That's why you have to learn what type of client you want to serve. Who is your ideal client? Who is the client that you want to work for? Number four, the late payer or the non-payer. Cash flow is the heartbeat of your business. You can't pay your crew, you can't pay your fuel, or your equipment if clients don't pay on time. We've all heard the excuses, the checks in the mail. I'll catch you next week. Or the worst, they just start ghosting you. They won't return a phone call. They won't return a text message or an email. I had a client who was always just a week behind. And then 1 week turned into two, then three. By the time I finally cut ties with that customer, and I should have done it sooner than I did, but by the time I finally cut ties with them, they owed me several hundred dollars. And the stress wasn't worth it. If they're not paying you, you're just doing the work and you're getting nothing out of it. You're wasting your energy. You're being stressed and you're getting nothing out of it. As a matter of fact, it's costing you money because you got to get there. You got to fill up your mowers. You got to pay your help. It's not worth it. The sooner you cut ties with the non-payer or the late payer, the better off you will be. The lesson learned is don't be afraid to enforce payment terms. Put late fees in place. And if someone makes a habit, cut them off. You're running a business, not a charity. And I'm all for charity, but that's not part of professional lawn maintenance. And it shouldn't be a part of your business. Now, we're going to talk about something, another type of client that's very important. Number five, the disrespectful client. This is the one that makes your blood boil. They talk down to you or your crew. They don't respect your time. Calling at all hours of the night, expecting immediate responses. Some even stand over you and try to micromanage while you work. I had a customer once that texted me at midnight asking why their lawn wasn't mowed that day. The thing about it is, it poured rain all day long, and their yard was too wet to mow. No respect for my time. No respect for my crew. Or they just had no common sense. Respect goes both ways. That's the lesson to learn. If a client doesn't respect you, if they don't respect your time or your team, you don't need them. Period. No paycheck is worth a toxic relationship. Now, thankfully, today I have a lot of great customers. But it took me a long time to weed through and get rid of the clients that I didn't want to serve or need to serve. So you have to spend time learning, figuring out, who do you want to serve? Who is your ideal customer? So, hustlers, here is the takeaway. The wrong client will cost you way more than they pay you. They'll drain your time. They will hurt your business and your reputation. Because as soon as something doesn't go the way they think it should, they're going to tell everybody about it. So they'll ruin your reputation. And they will block you from serving clients who actually appreciate you and your work. I've got one customer. Every time I mow, we load up, we pull away from the property. Within just a few minutes, my phone will alert me to a text message. And the text message always says, "Thank you, Andy. I appreciate all you do for me. The yard looks great." I love those customers. That's the kind of people I want to serve. You see, I can't demand respect. I earn it. And neither can a client. They cannot demand my respect, but they can earn it. And it's those customers that I don't mind going above and beyond to make sure that I take care of them, make sure I take care of their property, make sure everything looks great. Remember, it's okay to say no. In fact, saying no is one of the most powerful things you can do to protect your business and your sanity. So ask yourself, which of these five clients have I dealt with? And more importantly, how are you protecting yourself from dealing with them again? So today we've talked about the five clients that you want to avoid in the green industry. If this has resonated with you, share with another lawn care pro who's grinding through these same challenges. Hit me up on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or YouTube. Let me know. Which type of client is your biggest headache? Until next time, keep hustling, keep grinding, and remember, you don't need every client, just the right ones. Until we talk again, I hope you have a great week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We'll talk again real soon.